are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by May Adam. And joining me from Peer Area Referral Service, also known as PARS, it's Corwin Jones. Good morning, Corwin.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here. Beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Did you pick any hail out of your yard last
goodness. Time? We had up to about golf ball size hail.
Yeah.
I know I saw pictures on Facebook of up to baseball size.
I'd say racquetball was the largest we had. Yeah.
It was quite the storm. It was really different because it just continued to rumble.
Yeah.
And the lightning up. It was a weird one. It really was.
Yeah. But no broken windows or anything good. That I've heard of. So.
Yeah, I haven't heard of too much damage, which is good. I did see one of the trucks in the parking lot. Had a few dimples on the roof.
I suppose, yeah.
But my car looked okay.
Yeah, fat birds have been landing on my truck for a long time.
So we want to remind folks about the Summer Backpack Program.
Yeah.
It's kind of an extension of what happens during the school year.
Right.
But when the kids, you know, aren't in school, there's still that need. Tell us kind of what is in the food packages.
10 items usually are in the pack. It's intended for a breakfast and a lunch for 2 to 3 days. You'll get some of your protein types of things, canned fruits, maybe some jerky, things that are to give you a little bit of energy. We try to make them kid-friendly too, though.
Right.
And I say we, but we did a PARS did our own packing, and we still do during the school year. These are pre-prepared for us by Feeding South Dakota. We're strictly a distribution site. Mm-hmm. And there's three others that are in Peer. You can also go to Urban Indian Health, which has its new location downtown. You can go to YMCA, and you can go to the Southeast Community Center that also has the banquet on Thursday nights. And this is a Thursday thing from 3 to 5, and you can pick those up at any of those locations. It's open to any children in the area. If you're within the shot of my voice, you can come. We ask that parents, if you're picking up the bags, please bring the kids with you. And but as I've told Dave before, don't send your five-year-old there alone.
No, we don't want any of that.
Every place that I've mentioned is a safe place, but don't know how far they'll have to walk. But yeah, then those items are, you know, kid-friendly is the option. If you're going to give food to kids with the intention of sustaining them, you want to make sure they're going to eat it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, a can of peas doesn't go too far sometimes, but
no, definitely
they are nutritious.
Not. Yes. So, yeah, it's a free program. There's no guidelines. There's
right.
no paperwork you need to fill out or anything.
Correct.
You just bring the kids, pick up the food, and then you know you're good for the weekend.
Yes.
So,
yes, indeed.
And this goes through, what, the 10th of August, right?
Yeah, school starts in Stanley County on the 16th of August, I believe, and on the 17th in Peer.
So, yeah, that way you'll do the switch over from the summer yes. program to the school program. And, yeah, just a reminder that this is available every Thursday, 3 to 5,
yeah.
four different locations. And, of course, those from Fort Peer area, they're more than welcome to stop by and pick up the food as well.
Yeah, and I wanted to make mention, normally in May, or I should say March and April, we have the Artist Townsend Challenge, which we encourage everybody, again, in the area to donate food, donate money, and then local financial institutions will match 1% of what's brought in, pound-wise equals a dollar.
Right.
And I kind of went a little longer this year. I went through June, and was still getting checks last week that were dated June. So I was haven't done all my totals. Maybe they're all in, but with the help of everybody in the community, we have over $61,000.
Wow!
Which will be so $610 from each of the financial institutions that have agreed to do our match. So
fantastic.
That's coming up. So yeah, I'm very, very proud of Peer and Fort Peer and all the surrounding area.
Definitely. So that is great to hear, and the need is really always
yeah.
there. If folks are interested in donating food monetarily, it's always welcome because the need is consistent.
Indeed. Yeah. We eat every day.
Absolutely. You know, just like we, and that's the thing to keep in mind when you're donating food, what is it that you like to eat? What is it you would mm-hmm. want? Should you, you know, need to take part in the services? You want to, you know, get that good food that's nutritious
yep.
and but also the food that you know you would want as well. That's a good kind of a rule of thumb.
Absolutely, and saltine crackers go a long way.
Oh, absolutely, they do. Yes. So again, 3 to 5, the summer backpack program on Thursdays. Yes. Don't forget about that. Different locations. You got 4 spots, and they're ready to make sure the kids are good for the weekend when it comes to the food.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anything else you want to throw out there this morning, Corwin?
I hope everybody fared through the storm last night, and yes. we'll see if there's any. We are emergency services as well in the area. We're the Salvation Army Extension Agency for Stanley and Hughes County. So if there are some costs that you're behind on, give us a call. Our phone number is 605-224-8731. We can try to find a program that might help your situation.
All right. Thanks for being there and helping folks that are in need. We appreciate that. And I know it's a busy one. But that's what we do, right?
That's what we do.
All right. Well, have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful day, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
All right. Always good to have you here, Corwin. There's Corwin Jones joining us here on People in Your Neighborhood. We'll continue on after we hear this.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre since 1881.
Continuing along with People in Your Neighborhood on this Wednesday morning, joining me here in studio from the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area, Samson. Well, good morning, Samson.
How you doing? Good morning.
Wow, it's a beautiful day. Yeah. It's the day of tall guys here.
Yeah.
I feel a little small today, but
tall,
that's okay.
And big.
That's right. The Mega Raffle, so much fun, so many great prizes throughout the year.
Yeah.
And this month, what do we have up for grabs for the lucky winner?
A skull.
Ooh.
2 NFL Vikings tickets. Thanks to Rusty and Deneen Hollinsworth. What an awesome prize.
Yeah, very nice. You'll go up and catch a game and enjoy that. So,
yeah.
And that's the great thing with the Mega Raffle. You have so many different types of prizes throughout the year, from sporting tickets to stays and
hunting,
dining out. Yeah,
eating.
So
helicopter rides.
And, and the cool thing, too, is when you buy your ticket, you're in the running through the whole year.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah.
And it all benefits the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to draw 3 names here.
Yep.
And they are going to be the finalists for the noon draw.
Yep.
That we will announce a little bit later on.
Yeah. Just a few things for the Boys and Girls Club. We're like in week 7 and week 8 and... we're all getting excited for our field trips in our last week. So that's kind of the excitement in the building, build-up.
Field trips are always fun, aren't they?
Yeah. Ms. Reyes got some wonderful field trips. We're going out to Rapid City. We're going to Aberdeen. We're going to Huron. So, yeah.
Very nice. And for folks who may be new to town and they've got kids, tell us a little bit about how you can get involved with the Boys and Girls
Club. We're opening up fall enrollment August 1st. So come on down August 1st. Get your kids enrolled. It's $99 a month. And then we also have a program up at the middle school. So, you can get enrolled either elementary or at the middle school. Or if you don't want to do the middle school program, we still can have you at the Boys and Girls Club.
Very nice. So some different options there for the kids.
And
gives them something to do. And, they have fun. They learn.
We have tons of fun activities. We get the homework done. We have amazing teachers from Kennedy and other schools in our building. So, it's really exciting.
All right. Very cool stuff. Well, what do you say we grab some names?
Yeah.
See who's going to be in the running. We'll draw the first one here, and that is Jerry Cutshaw. So good luck to you, Jerry. You're the first name out. Also, Judy Weiss-Graham. And one more name, and that is going to be Don Marceau. So
all
there we go. We've got our 3 names in the running for the grand prize which will be drawn during the noon hour. Jody will announce who the lucky winner is for that. So make sure the three of you tune in. Dawn, Judy, and Jerry, you're going to find out a little bit later on if you are going to be going to take in the Vikings a little bit later. And, make yep. sure you're ready for the next drawing. And yeah. before you know it, we're going to be ready for another round.
Yes. Of the Mega Raffle. We'll be starting to get prizes already for that. And
excellent.
Getting it ready to rock and roll.
And remind us where we can get those tickets, Samson.
Well, you sure get them down at the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure. Right now, we have plenty of tickets left.
Excellent. So, yeah, you can finish out the year and then get ready for the one that's going to be coming.
Yes.
Very, very soon, before we know it.
I guarantee it's going to be bigger and better.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Samson. Have fun with the kids on the field trips. It's always good to have you here, my friend.
Yes. Same.
All right. So be ready. Noontime, you'll find out who the winner is going to be. That wraps up the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood.